Voice of the Huskies, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, Sweeney at the point. 45 seconds left to go in the period. Carroll with a shot through traffic, scores!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by The Turvo Agency, Bucko's Party Store, The Library Restaurant, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen, University Images and the Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore, Superior Smiles, Coca-Cola of Hancock, Hancock Bottling, Gartner's Gallery, Peterlin Distributing, Lake Accounting, and Gary Jorgensen of Diversified Financial Concepts in Houghton, and Kissel Chevrolet Calumet and Kissel Automotive in Lawns.
Passes a shot, scores! What a play by the Huskies!
Now, here's the head coach of the Huskies, Mel Pearson, and your host, Dirk Hembroff.
8-0 the Huskies are after a sweep of Alaska Anchorage at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena. Over 3,100 on hand to watch the game on Friday night, over 3,200 on Saturday night. Coach Mel Pearson is in our studio, and we are excited to talk Michigan Tech hockey for the next 60 minutes right here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Congratulations, Coach. The train is continuing to roll, and we're enjoying the ride right now.
Well, thanks, Dirk. I mean, the train was almost off the tracks there Saturday night. I don't think we played overly well in that game, but we found a way to grind it out and get a win. And they don't ask you how. You know, at the end of the year, they just add up the points and you see where you are in the standings. So, good for our guys. They found a way to win the game, even though that train was a little wobbly coming down that track Saturday.
It was, and maybe our I don't know. We had a tough second period at one of the games down at Ferris State, but I think maybe our second period Saturday night might have been one of our worst periods of the year. What do you think about that?
Yeah, you know, we got away from our game plan, and I don't know why. You know, I guess, you know, whether we're trying to do, I thought we were trying to do way too much ourselves, and then we tried to make some plays in areas we normally haven't this year, and that really opened up their game and their transition game. And, you know, gave them a little bit of confidence. But, overall, I mean, we still won the period. So, you know, that was good. But having said that, we have to make sure we stay with the game plan. We don't get away from it.
Did you think that – were you I know we were hoping that we had worn Alaska down after the first game going into the second game. But I kind of give Coach Thomas and his Seawolves credit, man. They played a great game, I thought, on Saturday night.
Well, you know they'd be better. You knew they were going to be better on the Saturday game for a number of reasons. First and foremost, you know, the travel, and, you know, you get used to more, you know, the time frame. Secondly, I think they talking to them, the games that they played, there hasn't been a lot of pace in their games as far as the speed and the quickness, and I think that caught them, I don't want to say off guard, but they just weren't used to it, hadn't had to play in that type of game. And then, you know, third, when you lose, you know, you're going to come back harder. I mean, it's just human nature. The winning team seems to, you know, feel pretty good about themselves, and everybody's telling them how good they played and yada, 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 and all of a sudden on the losing side, you're telling them, you know, hey, you know, we have to be better. We got beat. We weren't very good, and you see that. So now, having said that, we started the game Saturday, I thought, extremely well.
Yeah, we did. It was a great weekend, great crowds for the weekend, and just talking to some of the guys from the 65 team, and I know we talked about this a lot during the broadcast and after the game, but it made it even more special having those guys in the house and Mr. Bissett.
It was a special weekend, obviously. There are a number of people inducted to the Hall of Fame. I knew most of them, there's a couple I didn't, but what a great honor just for anyone who gets inducted, whether it's your high school Hall of Fame or, you know, college or whatever it might be. So, extremely happy and proud for all the inductees, not only the hockey inductees, but I knew Bernie Anderson pretty well. Sure. From my first tour of duty here. So, happy for Bernie. And then obviously Tom Bissett's, what a great person he is. I don't know, people don't know him very well, but he's, you know, very good hockey player, but more important, I mean, he's just a solid individual, you know, type of guy you'd want your daughter to marry. He's just a first-class guy all the way around, so who had a real good career after he left Michigan Tech, you know, had a handful of games in the NHL, and then really went over to Europe and really played well. And then the 65 team, what more can you say? What a great bunch of guys. Yeah. I mean, I met a few of them from, you know, previous encounters, and to have them, you know, the ones that could be here all together, it's always fun to see, see the bonding that they have, and the friendships and the love they have for each other and the stories and that. So congratulations to all of them, and Captain Al Holm of the 65 team. We had a little ceremony in our locker room on Saturday, and he said to our guys, you know, hey, you know, we're all here this weekend. Don't lose. Not that there's any pressure on us already, but Captain Holm wanted to make sure that we didn't mess things up for him, and our guys found a way to win. So a great weekend all the way around.
I thought it was really neat. You know, captains do things differently, it seems like, and when they were announced and recognized before the game on Saturday night, he was out there. He was the first one, I believe, announced. He came out there and stood on the carpet, and everybody else kind of stood in front of him as they were announced, and he would walk and reach over and shake everybody's hand as he came out. He's the only one that did that, and I thought that was just it's a special breed sometimes captains are.
Well, it really is, and I think there's a reason why they're captains, you know, just their leadership qualities, and most of them are, you know, well-liked by their teammates. Not all, but most of them, but I thought it was a touching moment, and obviously then they went up to the football game Saturday, and well, they had the dinner on Friday night, which unfortunately I could not attend. You know, I had some other things to attend to, but I heard that went well, and then they all went to the football game. And how about our football team? You got to give them a shout out, and just so happy for Coach Curley and his coaching staff and all the players. That's neat, you know. That's something that they'll always have, and looking forward to them to getting in the playoffs. But I know the hockey guys went up there and had the jerseys on at halftime and that. So
those are outstanding.
Yeah, it's a tradition that we started with that the last induction here a few years ago, where we started to present jerseys to the our Hall of Fame inductees, our hockey guys, and it's neat. For some of the people don't know, we do it in the locker room. We have whoever on our team, our current team, whatever number he wears, the correspondence to the jersey we're presenting to the Hall of Fame guys. Mm-hmm. So it was pretty neat. So like Tom Bissett, Joel Esperance wears 11. He presented his jersey to Tom Bissett, which That's is awesome. Cool. I mean, it's almost like not a passing of the torch here, but it's really good for our players to see, and to see these guys come back and see the accomplishments and read about them and get to know them, you know, because it is a family. And but it's a neat presentation in there, and you know, I know a few people get choked up. It's pretty interesting. You know, you're in the locker room. It's a very small group there, maybe about 60, 70 people, but it's really neat, and I love that. I mean, it's a neat ceremony. So it's good for our players, and good for the Hall of Fame inductees.
And I think we talked a little bit after the game, but there were a lot of eyes that weren't dry when Jerry McGinnis walked out onto the
how neat was that, the, eh? I mean, carpet. That was even Billy McCault there, you know, he got choked up on that. But just the reception that she received, and obviously well deserved, you know. I mean, she's the mother of Michigan Tech hockey, so to speak. John's the father, and Jerry's the mother, and great couple they were, and special people. And it's neat that Jerry could be here, and I know all the 65 guys and Tommy Bissett were happy to see her and have her part of the ceremony.
Right, and the Anchorage, you know, very patiently, Anchorage guys waiting on the blue line there, and Coach Thomas in the bench, and they were, you know, clapping and knocking their sticks on the ice for everybody that came out, but they even acknowledged how important it was and how special it was when Jerry walked out there. You could tell that there was a elevation in their appreciation of what was going on.
Well, what a classy move by them, you know. I mean, they didn't have to be out there, and it was a long ceremony. Mm-hmm. I mean, usually ceremonies are pretty quick, but this one took a while, and deservedly so. But I give Coach Thomas and their players, and I told them so much after the game, you know, I just thought it was a classy move, and that they stayed out there, and you know, and they are, and you know, they know who John is. Those players know. Mm-hmm. Kids know. I mean, the kids know college hockey, the history, and who's done what, and you know, we have the banners there at Tech. We got to get those banners redone too, by the way. I mean, we got to make them bigger and bolder or something. So you know, because those are special. But anyway, yeah, just a classy move by Anchorage and Coach Thomas, and like I said, I think they didn't have to be there, but they were, and that showed a lot.
All right, let's talk about the games. Friday night game, Coach. No scoring in the first period. 18 shots by Michigan Tech, 4 from UAA on goal, and 18 shots obviously don't include Malcolm Gould's rung off the crossbar, and a couple other close misses.
Yeah, Dylan Stemmen walking on the breakaway.
Stemmen hitting the pipe there. on the whiff. Yeah, that, I mean, it really was a great first period with nothing to show for it, but hard work.
Well, and as we talked about,